of Kedei Shem Tiyu was given to Klal Yisrael together as a group. As the Pasuk tells us, Daber o kol adam dinei Yisrael, v'amarta aleihem Kedei Shem Tiyu. And Rashi explains that this was in order to emphasize the centrality and the importance of the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu. That's why it was given to Klal Yisrael together as a group. However, the Chiddush HaRim suggests that perhaps the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu was given to Klal Yisrael together as a group in order to teach a different lesson. And that is that within Klal Yisrael, there are people at the varying levels of commitment and dedication to the mitzvahs, different madregas. And so too within the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu, there are different madregas. Just because a person is less committed, less dedicated than ourselves, doesn't mean that he's not impartial fulfillment. He's not included within the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu. The Chiddush HaRim notes that there are three psukim in a row that conclude with the same phrase, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The pasuk of Kedei Shem Tiyu concludes with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The following pasuk, Ishimai V'aviv Tiro, concludes with the phrase, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And the pasuk after that as well, of Al Tifnu El Ha'alilim, also concludes with the phrase, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Chiddush HaRim says that this alludes to the fact that there are some Jews, that their whole identity as a Jew is defined by Al Tifnu Elilim, that they don't worship Avodah Zarah, that they identify as Jews. And that's also Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's impartial fulfillment. It's included within the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu. Some form of Kedei Shem Tiyu. And so too, there are some Jews, are higher Madrega, that they're Ishimoy Vaviv Tiro Veshab Sosai Tishmaru. They keep the mitzvahs of Kibbut Aviyim, of Shabbos. They keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. And that's a higher Madrega. It's also included within the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu, but to a greater degree. And then there are Jews that are even higher Madrega, that they are Kedei Shem Tiyu, that they integrated all of the values and the hashkafas of the mitzvahs within to their lives, and that's a greater fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu. But all are included within the banner, the umbrella of the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu, even though there are different levels of commitment and dedication to the mitzvahs, because there are many, many madregos within the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu. And perhaps this teaches us that when we look at other Jews' commitment and dedication level to the mitzvahs, we shouldn't look at the negatives, the differences between us, we should look at that which we share in common. The Abderav once commented that the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha is such a central concept that is in fact alluded to in every word in the Torah. See, once giving this drasha on Parshas Balak, and someone in the audience said, really, where is the pasuk of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha alluded to in the word Balak? Where is it alluded? Balak hated Klal Yisrael. Where is Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha included in the word Balak? So the Abderav responded, that's easy. He said, Balak is B'Rashay Tevais, V'ohavta l'reyacha kamaycha. So the person who was listening to the drasha said, he started laughing. He said, come on, you can't do that. Even though they sound the same, how can you switch from a vav in v'ohavta to a vase in balak? And how the lamed is the same, but how can you switch from a chaf in kamaycha to a kuf in balak? They're different letters. So the Rav said, that's your problem. That's why you don't have Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, because in order to love your friend, you can't focus on the differences between them. Yeah, they're different letters, but they sound the same. You have to focus on the similarities between us in order to come to a fulfillment to the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. Perhaps that's why the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu was given to Klal Yisrael as a group, because Klal Yisrael as a group contains people at different levels of commitment and dedication to the mitzvah. So in order to teach us that everyone within the umbrella, under the banner of Klal Yisrael, is impartial fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu, some to a lesser degree, some to a greater degree, but they're all included partial fulfillment in the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu, because there are many madregos, many different levels to the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu. But I believe that this idea that there are many levels, many different madregos within the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu also serves or gives us a different idea, and that is that it obligates us and gives us a responsibility to continue to grow, to continue to progress. The mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu is given to Klal Yisrael B'Loshon Asid. Kedei Shem Tiyu, in the future, you should be Kadosh. So the Sefer Shemen HaTev explains that it's in order to teach us that just because we might have achieved a certain measure of Kedusha in the past, doesn't mean that we're done. We have to still progress further, because there's higher madregas. There's greater levels of commitment and dedication to the mitzvahs. And just because we've achieved Kedusha, some form of Kedusha in the past, doesn't mean there aren't higher madregas that we have to strive and that we have to do our best in order to attain those madregas. Doesn't mean that a person has to start initiating new minhagim or new chumras, midas chasidus, in order to attain that level of Kedusha. Just expressing a greater commitment, a greater dedication to our avodas Hashem that we're already doing is also a higher madrega of Kedei Shem Tiyu. Right after the mitzvah of Kedei Shem Tiyu come the mitzvahs of Ishimoy Vaviv Tiro Veshab Sosai Tishmaru, the mitzvah of Kibbut Eim and Shmiras Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochum Schlesinger in the Sefer Beis Av surprised. He says, right after the mitzvah of Kadosh and Tiyu, you would have thought, Kadosh, ooh, you would have thought that there's halachas, some chumras, some inhagim, things that people don't know about. He says, what follows after Kadosh and Tiyu? Kivut Aviyem and Shmir Shabbos? All Jews do Kivut Aviyem and Shmir Shabbos. Lots of Jews, that's something that's Kadosh. And the answer is yes, because there are different madregas, different levels of commitment and dedication, even to the mitzvahs that everyone is doing, Shmir Shabbos and Kivut Aviyem. There are different madregas, however more a person is committed to these mitzvahs and he integrates them into his hashkaf, into his perspective, so then a person could become more kaddish. You don't have to look for obscure chumras and minhagim. Just by a person being more committed, more dedicated to the mitzvahs that we're all doing, a person can attain a higher madrega within the mitzvah of Kadosh and Tiyu. A person comes to shul on time, doesn't talk during davening, all the things that we're all doing, but to do it to a greater degree, with a greater sense of Islam, with greater commitment and dedication, is also a higher madrega of Kedusha and a higher level in the mitzvah of Kedushim to you. And therefore, I think it's important for us to keep these things in mind, that there are many different madregas in Kedushim to you, and we shouldn't look down upon people who have a lesser level of commitment or dedication to the mitzvahs than we have. We should understand, focus on the similarities, understand that they're also included under the umbrella and the banner of Kedushim to you, but at the same time, to understand that there are madregas above us and that we have to continue to strive, continue to improve and to grow to try and attain those higher levels of Kedusha, of commitment and dedication to Hashem's Torah and His mitzvahs.